Evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Oh, praise God, this is indeed a vitally important yet an exciting teaching from the Word of the Living God. And the words of God are life and they are spirit. A closer look in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? Well, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, said the Lord. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? Wherein have we robbed thee? The Lord answered, in tithes and offerings. So the Lord is teaching tithes and offerings. Now we talked about a tithe, but I want to give you a revelation. And as like I said before, I have an hour teaching just on tithing. But this is a revelation about the tithe and the offerings and the difference between the tithe and the offering. Now, the tenth, the tithe being the first tenth, not the tenth, but the first tenth. This is very important to understand the first principle of God. In every principle of God, first is at work. It's the first principle. That's how God is. God has to be first, and in every principle, there is a first principle at the foundation of it. So the first tenth is the tithe. Okay, we've discussed that and why that is so important. So that the Lord rebukes the devourer for your sake. You give the Lord the legal right to rebuke the satanic devourer for your sake, especially everything that you have and everything that God has empowered you, enabled you to have, even in the future. Like I said, those mighty things that you're yet to do, do not let the devil have the right to devour you. Give Jesus the right to devour Satan for your sake. This is the power. This is what the devil doesn't want people to understand. Now, tithe, totally Holy Ghost confirmed. Offerings. Now, offerings, we'll look at the tithe more in depth with a cross-reference to Romans 11:16. Romans 11:16 emphasizes the first principle of God, the Matthew 6:3. God is first, needs to be first, always first. Now, Romans 11:16, for if the first fruit, that's another word for tithe, the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. If the first fruit, the first tenth, the tithe that you give from your income, from your profit, from whatever comes into your hand in monetary means, in money, you give that to the Lord, to God's kingdom, so that the kingdom functions, evangelism is taking place, mission is taking place. If you do that, that is the first fruit, then the first fruit is therefore holy, because it is holy because it belongs to God. Now, if you give that back to God, that's why tithing is not offering, because you're returning it back to God. That which is holy belongs to God. You're returning it to God. Stay with me. You're returning it to God. If the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. What you are doing is you are sanctifying, making holy. Rather, God is doing that for you, but by your obedience in giving the first fruit that belongs to God. Go throughout the Bible. That's what I said. I have this hour teaching for you that you can obtain separately, where the first fruit belongs to God. The first belongs to God. Every firstborn belongs to God. Now, The first fruit of the field belongs to God. The first fruit of your wages, the first fruit of your income, the first fruit of anything that comes into your hand belongs to God. It is holy. Now, if you return that to God, i.e. tithing, you give that back to God, what happens is that the lump is also, the lump is holy also, Romans 11:16. So what happens in the spiritual realm is that this transaction of the tithe returned to God because it's holy and belongs to God, that act of obedience, that making God first, that you are willing to obey the Holy Spirit by giving the first fruit back to God, even though it's in your hand, that doesn't mean it's yours. The first fruit, God don't want everything, he just wants the first tenth, the first fruit, the tithe, the first 10%, that's all he wants. Now, when you give that, return that to God in obedience, the 90% which is left, the 9/10 that is left, the 90% that is left, which is a lot, 90% compared to 10, is now holy and sanctified. Now, Malachi 3, how did they rob God? In tithe and offerings. They didn't tithe, neither did they give offerings. Giving an offering works if out of a holy, sanctified lump. So the 90% is the only reason, is the only, if you give out of the 90%, you give something that has been blessed by God, and what is blessed by God will multiply. It always does. This is the key. This is what the devil doesn't want you to understand. This is where so many false teachings has come in. But when you obey God and return the tithe to God, the first tenth, the 10%, the first 10%, you return it to God because it's holy, it belongs to God, it's the first fruit, you give it back to God, the 90% becomes sanctified because of your obedience and because of God's grace, because of God's working miracle power. He sanctifies, he blesses the 90%. If you give anything as an offering, even if it's a little bit out of that 90%, because it is blessed, it will multiply. Many people have given offerings, haven't seen the multiplication because they haven't done it according to God's principle. They were given out of an unsanctified, an unholy lump. Or maybe they never even tithe, and then it is not sanctified. It is not protected. The devil will just steal it away. For he comes only but to steal, kill, and destroy. So now we understand that tithing and offering is separate. God wants both. Otherwise, it's robbing God. But first the tenth, the first tenth, the tithe, the first fruit, return to God. And then the offering comes out of the 90%, and because that is blessed, now multiplication will happen. This is how it works. Praise the Lord. What a blessed God we serve. Hallelujah. This is very important to understand with this cross-reference of Romans 11:16, giving you that added revelation of tithe and offerings. God is a blessing God. He wants to bless. We've talked about Deuteronomy 28. We talked about all the blessings in the Word of God. God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. And you, for you to do all those things that God destined you to do, I mean, you're going to make that destiny. You're going to reach that destiny. You're going to reach that destiny in Christ Jesus. You have a destiny in Christ Jesus. And everything needs to operate. Everything of the kingdom of God needs to operate in your life. Hence, I said, stick with me. Let me teach you. Partner with me. Let that anointing that is on me flow in your life. Let us do the Great Commission together. Let us make a difference for Jesus Christ, so that when we come to the Father, when all is over, when everything is said and done, when we need to stand before a holy God, what can we say? What can we say? We can say, you can say, I've partnered with an evangelist. I've partnered with this ministry. We've reached the whole world together. Gospel crusades. missions, and healing and deliverance following, people being set free. Praise God. Many, many, many more people becoming fruitful for the kingdom of God, on fire with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Making a change, winning souls, doing that what is in God's heart, what is dear to the Father's heart. Now praise God, somebody. That is why he's saying it. But he said, test me now herewith, and if you do it, will I not? I will open, said the Lord, the windows of heaven in such measure that the blessings that I told you would overtake you in Deuteronomy 28 will now come out as well on top of that, but overtake you, will come out of the windows of heaven and will bless you in such measure that you don't have room enough to contain it. You will have overflow. You will have the abundance. Praise God. But this is not this is for you. This won't just work for a person who doesn't care about God. See, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. So we're going to study that in a minute. And I know that's the case with you. And that's what God told me to tell you, you that I've been with, you that I've been ministering to, that, hey, come on now, it's time to get into the blessing of the kingdom of God so that you can indeed be that person that makes a difference for the kingdom of God and reaches his and her destiny in Christ Jesus with joy and with fruit bearing into everlasting. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's gonna get even better. Praise the Lord. We're just starting here. Praise God. So for that, I want to take you to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, what I just told you, and how this is literally true, and how the Lord will literally bless you in such a measure, praise the Lord, that is exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think or ask for. You need it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Luke chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 31. This is also in the Gospel of St. Matthew in chapter 6, verse 33. So this is this gives a little bit more information after Matthew 6, 33, which is towards the end of Matthew 6. But here, that is in 31, and even though here the verses go all the way to verse 59. So we have a little bit more information here from the book of Luke about Matthew 6, 33, which is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things I will add unto you. So Luke 12, 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Where the Lord obviously previously is talking about, don't worry about anything. Take no thought for anything. I am to provide for you. Seek just the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I have tested this for myself. As one of the few people, I actually, in the beginning of my ministry, I took this scripture and it goes further. It says, take nothing with you. Take nothing with you. Don't even take money. Take nothing and go. And just see, I went all over Africa taking nothing with me. Absolutely nothing. I didn't have anything to take with me anyway. I didn't have nothing, but I had faith. I had just enough for a single ticket, not knowing how I was to ever return. I took nothing with me. I had nothing to take with me. Not even clothes to preach in. Not even finances if I was to get stuck, not even a return ticket to get back from Africa, to get out of the continent of Africa. I had nothing with me but my faith and the word of God that I stood upon, and I knew that was a time for me to be tested, and I felt urged by the Holy Spirit to do it. I had organized missions, crusades, outdoor to reach the lost. All I brought with me was my camera, a little handy cam, and some just some ordinary clothes in a suitcase. I was fasting because I didn't have money with me to buy food at the airport. I was on the Lord's business, and I had the hand of God. I felt the hand of God in my hand, and I was going into the unknown, but I was going by faith, and I had a faith that God would see me through. Lo and behold, every appointment and every crusade, outdoor gospel campaign that I planned to do, I did. We reached thousands of souls for the Lord Jesus Christ that repented. Praise God. I traveled all over Africa. I did two nations in Africa that were 4 hours apart. I got from the one nation, money began to come to me. I tithed. I had tithed and given offerings, and I continued tithing and giving, even of the money that came, and I had nothing. You thought, oh, you might use this for a ticket. No, first I have to give the tithe back to God. See, I'm teaching you from experience. I'm teaching you as a person who was mad to, with mad faith, you could call it, have nothing, with a single ticket, go to the African continent where I had never been before, which is a different world. It's a different culture. There are far different powers and principalities operating over there. With nothing, going there by faith. Spending 4 weeks, 5 weeks, as a matter of fact, missions, outdoor crusades, by faith. Not taking anything with me. And everything was provided, even the garments that I needed to wear during the preaching, during the crusades, were provided. Everything was provided for me. Praise God. This Bible, my God, may I say something, is yea and amen. Hallelujah. I'm not just telling you this because I've not tried it myself. I've tried and tested this, praise the Lord, and it works. Hallelujah. God is a blessing God. Hallelujah. He's the blessor. Praise the Lord. So, rather seek ye first the kingdom of God. So now we're going to get to the core of it. Stay with me, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Verse 32, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to give you the kingdom and everything of the kingdom, which are the blessings of the Lord that he promises in Deuteronomy 28 and throughout the Word of God, the blessings, each and every one of them. If there is one of those blessings not coming to you, it is only, John 10, 10b, because the devil has come only to steal or kill or to destroy it. It's not God. God wants you to have everything. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Sell that you have and give alms. Again, give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. I'll come back to that in a minute. What is meant by that, with an actual treasure in heaven? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you do all this because you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, you pursue God's kingdom and his righteousness, you are all about God's kingdom and his righteousness. God's kingdom and his righteousness is number one in your life. God's kingdom and his righteousness is priority in every part of your thinking, in every area of your life, in your mindset, in everything about your life, everything around you. It is all about, number one, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That is what it means. And if that is true, then that is where your heart is, which means your heart is in the right place. Unlike those that serve mammon, they want money. They want money for the wrong reasons. They want blessings. Well, they don't even care if it's a blessing or not, as long as it's money, because they want it. Well, that is serving an idol god called mammon. That is worshiping mammon, the god of money. God rebukes them strongly and sternly in the word of God. How dare you serve two gods? You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve the God of the Bible and the God of money. You can't do it. So if your heart is in the right place, it's all about God, then God knows, and we'll get to that, that you can be trusted and trusted with his financial blessings because you will do the right things with it. See, this tithing and offering and partnership, that is all an act of obedience to the Lord. God is using that to see, are you obedient? Is your heart in the right place? Because that's where your treasure be also. And if your heart is in the right place, then your treasure is in heaven, because your heart is focused on heaven, on the Lord Jesus Christ, on the Father God, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness. So your treasure will be there. Your reward will be there eternally. You will be blessed now in the earth and in eternity. Praise God. Because you can be trusted, because you are obedient, because you believe and do everything that God tells you to do. He's number one. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. You're going to be blessed beyond that what you ever thought. This is going to get deeper. Stay with me. Praise God. Don't leave. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Now, we'll just skip a little bit, and now we get to verse 42. Now verse 42 gives you that wonderful explanation. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward? He's looking for a faithful and wise steward, because a faithful and wise steward will always do the right thing with the monetary and every other blessing of the Lord. With the financial blessing, the health blessing, the anointing blessing, the favor blessing, the wise and faithful steward will always distribute those blessings rightfully and righteously. Will do the right thing. God is looking, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. You're doing, you're being, you are actually being, you're doing something, you're doing, you are being a wise and faithful steward. You are producing fruit for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And that is what it is about. So that, again, remember, this is often preached, remember that glorious and faithful, that glorious and blessed day where we want to hear, when we stand before the Lord, when we stand before the holiness of God, the holy God of Israel, when we stand right before him, the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. That has got to be the goal for every born-again Christian. Those are the words that we need to hear. Because the other thing that the Lord is saying to that other one is not very nice at all. This is what we want to hear. We want to be wise stewards. We want to be faithful and wise stewards. And this is how you are to be one And these are the blessings that come with it. Praise the Lord. Let me set you free from any poverty mentality or poverty false teaching or poverty lie. The Lord Jesus Christ absolutely 100% is determined and willing to bless you. To bless you in every possible way. Health-wise, relationship-wise, family-wise, kingdom of God-wise, financially, in every area of your life. God is a blessing. He is a blessor, and He is the one that wants to and is determined to bless you. That's why I'm going to take it one step further and one step deeper before I'm going to talk about authority and power. Praise God. I told you to stay with me, and now that you're still with me and still into these teachings, you're going to be having the keys to go from glory to glory. We're even going to go binding and loosing in detail. Now, praise God, somebody. Going that one step deeper, going that one step further, how God is determined to bless you and how poverty has to be and will be eradicated, erased, annihilated from your life.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Jesus has come to seek and save that which is lost.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to Him? Power! Power! Fire!
The words of Jesus, I am the resurrection, I am the life. You are gonna know Jesus Christ personally.
His judgment of sin, He laid it upon His own Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could go free.
Go home safe.
Born again of the Spirit of God.
Keep me in this field, because together and only together we can do it for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And I need your help.